Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyday Black History. Now today on Everyday Black History, we're going to be highlighting an institution. An institution by the name of the American Missionary Association. And the American Missionary Association, or AMA as it was also known, was an abolitionist group founded on September 3rd, 1846 in Albany, New York. And the purpose of this organization was the abolition of slavery, education of African Americans, and the promotion of racial equality. And its members were leaders of both races, white and black men together, who came together for these combined purposes. It played a major role during the Reconstruction era in promoting education for blacks in the South by establishing numerous schools and colleges, as well as paying for its teachers. Now, the AMA, as mentioned, was started by members of two different societies, the American Home Missionary Society and the American Board of Commissioners for Foreign Missions. Now, they were both disappointed that other organizations like theirs refused to take stands against slavery, and they even accepted contributions from slave owners. From the beginning of the AMA's, early days, it was integrated. The first board was made up of 12 men, four of them were black, and as mentioned, one of its primary objectives was to abolish slavery. The AMA was one of the organizations that was responsible for pushing slavery onto the national political agenda. Now, among the AMA's achievements were the founding of anti-slavery churches. There was one abolitionist by the name of Owen Lovejoy, who was among the ministers of the AMA who helped start 115 anti-slavery churches in Illinois before the Civil War. Another member was one of the founding members who helped to start Wilberforce University in Ohio, which is one of the oldest historically black college universities in the country. Now, the AMA's pace of founding schools and colleges, because they were responsible, they were the first who were vocal about their support of education for blacks before the Civil War, and they recruited teachers from what was known as contraband camps. And these contraband camps are basically refugee camps for freed slaves who they were controlled by the Union, these contraband camps, and they became places of refuge for freed slaves during that time. So the members of the AMA recruited teachers from these contraband camps to teach. And after the Civil War, their movement progressed, where they founded many schools and colleges for free men and women. Most of these freedmen, a lot of them were of mixed race, and white sympathizers believed that education was a priority for the newly freed slaves, as many of them couldn't read and write. So education was extremely important. And altogether, the AMA founded more than 500 schools and colleges for the freedmen of the South during and after the Civil War. 500, spending more money for that purpose than the Freedmen's Bureau of the federal government. The Freedmen's Bureau was another agency that we talked about on Everyday Black History. But the AMA helped to start many more in conjunction with the Freedmen's Bureau. Now, among the colleges that the AMA helped found were Atlanta University, Fisk University, Hampton Institute, Tougaloo College, Dillard University, Talladega College, Howard University, as well as many other universities, HBCUs that are still around and still teaching today. Some that are defunct, but many of which that are still around and still educating black men and women today. The AMA also organized the Freeman Aid Society, which recruited Northern teachers for the schools and arranged to find housing for them in the South. In the mid-1870s, when Democrats began to regain control of state legislators through violence and intimidation, the AMA never stopped or wavered in their work to try and help African Americans to be educated and to have their rights. They continued to oppose disenfranchisement and continued to struggle over the following decades due to racism and bigotry. Even though the AMA was notable for its work in the South and with African Americans, they also had a lot of work that they did overseas. They had missions that they did overseas in other lands like India, China, and East Asia as well. But the AMA's contribution to Black history is undeniable, considering all the colleges that they helped found and even the churches that they helped found for freed men and women, places that they were able to worship safe, and places that they were able to get educated to continue to teach and to train other African Americans just to get on in life at that time and even today. So American Missionary Association, we thank you for your contribution to Black history, and we salute you as an institution. So that concludes this episode of Everyday Black History. Tomorrow we'll be talking about some other HBCUs, Hampton University. We'll be highlighting as the episodes we did today kind of, hovered around Hampton University as they were associated with Hampton University in different ways. So stay tuned tomorrow as we'll be highlighting that institution as well as others. See you then.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.